The per-acre rental rate and the royalty for federal coal mining have gone unchanged for several decades. Lindsay Beebe of the Sierra Club says that the artificially low prices give the impression that the costs of coal are small. She says that moving away from coal as a major energy source has to take into account the workers and their families that would be affected.
Utah and many states across the country are highly dependent on coal as an energy source. It does provide many jobs here in our state, and that's something that we have to acknowledge and plan for. We have an opportunity with this assessment to really look at the holistic impact of coal and plan for the future in a smart way that provides for a just transition towards other energy sources and really takes care of the workers and families that are so dependent on this resource.
Federal mine leasing requires the Bureau of Land Management to consult with local governments and to have public input. Beebe says that providing the public with good information is essential to give them a say in the process.
As far as I know, they do follow the full process in terms of soliciting public input. But there's also the inherent complication that these leases are very complicated and the average layperson may not feel equipped to really dive in and make a full public comment. Making sure that we're engaging the local communities, but also the broader community that has a real stake in the development of those public land for benefit of the public good.
Royalties from federal coal leases are split evenly between the federal government and the state where the mining takes place. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.